Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com. Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Oh, Adele, what's up? It's your girl, Chigol. I was on tea with Tavi Sad. We spilled tea. We drank all type of tea and talked about the tea. Spilled it out and we drank it back. Hello. Talked about my life, just personal things. Talked about some, you know, things that happened within bedroom. Yeah, we went within bedroom. Oh, my God. Only Tavi Sad can make me come out of the proper zone where I want to just stay and be known as a proper girl. But no, Tavi Sad brought it out of me. He brought out my works. So we talked about the best and the worst of life and social media and everything else. And I think it's going to be an enjoyable episode. So guys, watch it. Look out for it. See you today. Hello. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah.
Hey guys, welcome to the 5th episode of my podcast. Yes, I said 5th. I purposely make sure I say 5th because I'm the first one there with me. Welcome to the 5th episode of my podcast. Finally, I've made it to the 5th episode. I'm so grateful to God because I didn't think I was going to make it this far. And today I have a multi-talented personality on my couch. She's an actress, singer, comedian, writer, philanthropist, just name it. She's all of these things. Please put your hands together. Guys, please put your hands together for Chigol.
What an honor to have you
on my couch.
I'm so happy to be here, boo.
You know, how are you? How was it coming here? I don't say you did complain that time, see?
No, I know. You don't say, as long as you give me directions, every time people call me for anything, just give me details. Call time, directions, are there any landmarks, if it's difficult to find, things like that. I have to be prepared, so.
No, thanks. But
they emailed me.
They try, Abby.
Yeah. Even asked me what kind of water I want to drink.
But you like the coffee.
It's lovely, darling.
Right.
Lovely, darling.
But yeah, I'm happy.
This is how I want it, like my man.
Yeah.
A little brown, a little white.
Is that how you like
them? I love it.
She goes, stop. Have you been though? So I was talking to Toke before you came on today. I'm just like, I'm bringing Chigol on. I love her. We will always have a great time, great conversations. But what am I going to talk to her about? Because we've literally spoken about everything. And I just realized that we both have the same energy towards social media. And it's just great that you are on today because I've been going through it the last couple of months. I'm just like, God, what's happening? The anxiety. Mm-hmm. Just being on social media and being a social media creator, just there's so much pressure on me to do. So these days, it feels like it's more work than it's fun.
Yeah. It becomes like it gets to a point when I think we have these, as far as I'm concerned, I feel like we have these moments. Yeah. And even in our lives as entertainers and as creators, you have moments of the thing, it becomes like an arduous task. Like, I have to post tomorrow at 12.
Yes.
I've not done the video to keep. Okay, do I use the preview app so that I can be previewing all the posts? I'm not sure. Okay, it's work. Then you now put yourself on reminder. So it gets too much.
Yeah.
It gets too much. But I think that's when you're just part of the responsibility of your job because you're getting paid for it because you have responsibilities. So you gotta do what you gotta do, man, so the money can come in. Understand?
That's the one on that pressure.
So like, you're not outside. You're living in the house.
You're gonna think, say, oh my God, I need to put out a video so the brands can see. Yeah. You have brand work. Yeah. You want a video to do so well. Yeah. So your spirits and your soul.
Yeah.
And I'm naturally an overthinker.
Boosting things like that. I go boost. Shall I boost or shall I not boost?
Even
paid money.
I'm like, would they engage or would they not engage?
Would they not? Yeah.
Why did not engage?
Why did not?
Oh my
yeah.
God. Okay, maybe the
five comments we have been there.
Oh Jesus. Then maybe the video not gonna do well. Do we expect some? Because
then the brand will not ask. The brand now say, oh, your engagement was not high. Am I supposed to go door to door? Please, and there's video is on IG now. Oh, go there, view and just share. Oh, yeah. Please help me.
Maybe you need to beg some people to even engage at the time.
Please. I said, look, I'm putting a video. Help me engage. Get your people to just go and look at it. Just view. Oh, just view. I need views.
My own problem is that I start feeling some type of way because of the video. So my wins determine how I'm feeling about myself, right? So it's a roller coaster because some days are great, some days is good. Like, how do you get through your own days? Because you've had some like major.
No, like you know.
I know.
You know how it can be sometimes.
Yeah.
I tell people and I've said this to you. I'm like, you cannot give from an empty vessel.
Mm.
You cannot give from what you don't have. You cannot be in a pit and try to pull people out of a pit when you yourself are inside the pit.
Yeah.
So it gets to a place where you have to tell yourself that this thing is not going to kill me or define me.
Yeah.
So I will give what I can. I will do, Temisan will do what Temisan does. Temisan will do what is sufficient for the audience.
Yeah.
And Temisan will live to give another day.
Yeah.
Because if Temisan gives all of Temisan, there'll be nothing else left. And trust me, they'll find somebody else to replace Temisan when Temisan not here again. You understand? They'll do 1 minute silence. They'll do one candle vigil.
Yeah.
One service of song.
And you're forgotten.
And that is it. Next. Yes, sir. Somebody
else. Maybe your closest friend, maybe 3 months after, they just remember, so Chika was
here. Wow, where we was. Was.
Like love.
Then
bless
like
her memory.
Her blessed memory.
Oh, she was great.
Yeah, she was. She's so funny. She was so funny. I miss her songs.
Oh! But you used to sing.
But I sing silly songs. I sing all those silly songs back in the
day. Oh, you mean, all right.
She was so funny. She can make a song out of anything. And then
but you're so funny. Like, do you think, so this is how I'm beginning to think about my own life now. Like, well, I might have a lot of things that go on in my head, but I'm so funny that I think that I need to share with the world. Like, something that I think about and I laugh to myself. I'm like, this is why it's
this,
this is why it is. But the pressure to now make this thing into like an art form, to make it into something that you can monetize, is what affects me.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like,
because you're telling you're making on? Your passion pay. Making your passion pay.
And I just really want to enjoy the course of this thing. But there's too many things like attacking me here and there.
But because you have to dictate how your life will go between you and God. You have to dictate how this thing will go. You have to tell yourself, this thing is not going to define me or get the best of me.
Yeah.
It's not. I'll give what I can. All you can do is your best. Anything else is a spiritual problem. And look, there are some people there. My talent, your depression is more than my talent. There's nothing I can do.
Mm.
You need to see a therapist. I'm giving you what I can. I'm not here as your personal laugh machine or doctor of laughter. My dear, if look at what I'm doing, if it's not helping you, I don't know what I'm going to tell you. You understand? Try about it. Try Jesus. Try Christ. I don't know. Just do something
try
else.
Try Jesus.
Yes. Don't try me. But you know, so yes, you cannot give more than you can. Just do your best.
Do you deal with anxiety sometimes? Like,
sometimes?
Because I'm always in my head.
I stay in my head, which is part of the issue. And I know I need therapy.
I need therapy too.
I need therapy.
Ooh, sis,
I haven't had therapy ever. So I need therapy. I'm talking about years of what I didn't even know was trauma.
Chigel, stop. It didn't do you too.
What I didn't know was trauma.
It didn't do you too.
What? I'm realizing I'm 45 years old. In my year 45, I'm realizing the year 20 was trauma. Chi. And I'm just realizing like, well.
Oh, Chigel, like, you know, somebody called me stuck up, right? That was the first time I'm just like, fuck up. I make people laugh for a living. So I was trying to, I'm like, what is that? Stuck up. But when he broke down the reason why he said I was stuck up, it only makes sense that I'm actually very stuck up, even more than I think. But it's only when I'm out. So what had happened was that, or what's happening is that the trauma I'm dealing with from all the Unilag drama and growing up. So because I'm trying to protect myself every time I'm out, I
you have
become,
you
I
have
shut
your walls.
Down,
yeah,
I have
yeah,
a wall.
Yeah.
But I don't realize that it's projecting onto the exterior, right? So people are seeing my demeanor, how my face is. Yeah. So deep down is a playground there. Yes. I'm having so much, I'm thinking, oh my God, what am I going to eat? Yeah. Oh my God, what are they thinking about me? What kind of mask is he wearing?
Next. Yeah.
Who's this person?
Yes.
I feel like this person, but look at the way his face is. I'm not very sure. But all of that, in my exterior, I'm like this. Because I don't want any, I don't know what's happening. Like, I don't want any problems, so I don't want to allow.
Stay over there, because they come and now say they came to hug him. He now did one kind. His face was not sure. I wasn't sure if I should approach.
Exactly. I didn't get text messages or DMs. I was at Ox some days ago and somebody sent me a DM. That's when I realized that, oh, this thing is happening again. I was at Ox the other day and somebody said, why is your face so strong? You just walked in, your face is so strong. And I realized that, oh, Timson has started again. I literally walked in like this. And deep down,
it's your resting bitch face.
Is it resting bitch face?
Resting tay face. I'm sorry. It's your resting tay face.
Resting tay face.
It's like actor. No,
but Chigal, half the time I'm shy.
I know these things now.
I'm shy. No, so me, I don't really think of my head. Say, before I go work, I call me to now come greet everybody. People already looking at me.
Yeah.
I'm already shy, so I will just adjust. Like in Abuja, that's what my friend actually called me stock up. So in Abuja, they share. I don't know if they go to share dollars. They give some of my colleagues. Say, we go feed the club. Everybody will dance. They don't go call near me. I go say, what's going on?
I'm not looking, I don't want any wahala, but really I really want these dollars.
I want to smile and jump with everybody, but I don't even know how to act.
I think you have to create your work face. I create a work face. I create my work personality, which is I go out in public and people come up to me. Do you mind if I take a selfie? Sure.
I do love that.
So it's like anyway, I've hardly ever gotten your face is strong, but I know that there are days when I'm out and about and what's going on in here is will feel a 200 gallons of things. It's my when I had surgery, I used to have a neck brace on. People walk up to me. Can I take a picture? Sure.
With the neck brace.
And then I'll ask them, do you mind the neck brace? And they'll be like, no, it's okay. People will see my restaurant eating spoon halfway to my mouth.
Yeah.
I'm like, just wait, let me chew and swallow. Chere onna. Let me just come up and swallow small. Then you can come back. Because they'll be like, hold your food. Hold on. Just hold on. So you have to you can't, what's the word I'm looking for? You can they're expecting too much.
Yeah.
Because once again, I don't know why human beings do not expect that somebody can have a bad day and not be in the mood today.
Yeah.
I'm not in the mood. I don't want to be. I'm not saying something. I want to just enjoy myself today. I didn't come out for you. I came out for me.
Yeah.
You know, why can't I just have my time?
No, but half the time when I'm out, I like people, right? So when they come up to me, I'm excited. It's humbling to see that people dig me like that, right? But I'm just saying, like, when I go to places when I don't know people and the energy is different, I take the energy of the room. So if I walk into this room and nobody's smiling at me or trying to greet me,
I just assume that they don't judge me before.
And these are the traumatic things that I've been through before that I think that I didn't know that these were things like that were kicking in. So what I mean, public spaces, when I walk into a public space, if I know somebody, the energy is different. When I don't know anybody, I begin to look for oh my God, what are these?
Because you don't know, right? Let me prepare myself for just in case.
Yeah.
Let's be covered.
Yeah, there was a night in Abuja where I walked into the space. Now I realize why they actually think I'm actually stuck up and I need to clear that. So I walked into the space, right? I think it was the club.
Hopefully they are watching.
Yeah, hopefully they will see
what had happened.
So I walked in and had bought some couple of like drinks and I was good. But
say, did you misbehave, say?
No, guess what?
Did you misbehave, say?
I stood with my friend, did not interact with the entire, I swear, it was just Charles of Play that was there. I remember that night. So the entire time they were looking at me,
friendliness.
But because I thought the way they were looking at me, I was like, I'm going to go to break. I'm going to be in this form till I finish. So I stayed. I even climbed their chair. I didn't drink their drink. I even climbed the chair. Dance. My friend, they danced.
the dance salon, they see them. Not because I didn't know what to interact, because I thought the way they were looking at me was so funny. But when I left there, my friend spoke to me. I was like, aha, this is the problem. So when you come into a place, you are the one that they know from this social medium. Abby.
Right, it's a real medium.
So they expect the same Temisan boy from Instagram who's always in high spirit to come and be in the same way. When I come in, they don't know that I'm so shy that I cannot even look them in the eye. So I would just be on my own. So that being on my own, pressing my phone, they assume that I don't want to interact at all.
But that's their problem, that they expect us to be who we are, they see on Instagram. It's like people walk up to me, I'm saying, no, use that voice. No, I speak proper English.
Yeah, your many voices.
I'm like, I speak proper English, I'm a French teacher, like, come on. I taught high school, like, I don't talk like that. I don't say this all the time, good evening. That's not how I talk.
No, but what kind of expectations that they expect from you? What kind of things
that that literally, like, when they see me, they expect me to be like, hello, good evening. No, I say, oh, hi, how are you? And then I introduce myself as Chioma. But I didn't even know you talk like this. So you talk well.
Yeah, I get that too.
Yes, I talk, I don't know what well means, but okay. I speak proper English, I use proper grammar, but you know, it's okay. And I give them the looks and they're like, oh, then I want that voice. I want that voice. I want that voice. Then I'll give them small. And they'll be like, hey, that's it. Then I'll be like, okay.
So do you find yourself trying to fit into what people want every other time and not Chigirl coming out? Like the rich Chioma, when do we get to see her? When you're outside, you bring out Chioma or Chigirl?
Because Chioma and Chigirl sort of like intertwine, because I when I live my life, my regular, like with the one where I'm not on camera, when I'm with you and my friends, and we're sitting around and we, Chigirl-isms come into conversations and Chigirl-isms come to the way I behave.
Yes. Yeah.
But I think outside on what people see on camera, I have my home side, I have my comfort zone side, I have the way I am with my people. Mm-hmm. My mother doesn't, I can't do Chigirl around my mom.
She's
not a big fan of that.
Really?
Yeah, she's not. Because she was like, oh, she's like, you went to proper school.
Outside the school fees.
You spent money, sent to school abroad. What are you doing?
Which school did you go abroad?
I went to school in Delaware. So I was there for 12 years. So my mom was like, she's like, what is this thing that you're doing? So even if she sees me getting dressed to go and MC an event, she would ask me sometimes, like, so what voice are you using? Or what character are you going to be? Are you going to speak proper English? And if I do it at the wedding, and she'll say, well, that if she's at the wedding, she'll be like, oh, that was nice.
So she's proud, but somewhere
she's like, can you not do that? Or like, I think she feels like do Chigirl all the time. So nobody knows that there's another side
of you that she paid for.
Right. You know, so she was like, if your father were here, you know, like, just so I always introduce myself. I'll say, my mother's in the crowd, my mother's in the audience, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon, good evening. Yeah. And then just in honor of my mom. Okay. All right, mom. Good. Hello. Then I'll just slip back.
But she must be proud, because she probably sent you to school to become like a...
I was supposed to be a lawyer. My father said, go and
proud.
I didn't have a choice. It was go to America, do criminal justice, and then go to law school. That was the plan.
And come back and own like a family.
Then I failed, I was failing. Failure came to me and said, mentor me, please. I was failing. As in, you know when you fail, it starts to look nice. Like, wow, is that failure? It's looking
good. And that failure will rub off on you so much that you don't even think that you can do anything else.
I thought my job was now, my name will not be Faye. Because I was
Faye. How long did you fail in law?
I failed, even just here. From secondary school, I was repeating one class. They changed my school. I got to that next second school. I think I did WAEC there. School bossy. I now took like WAEC outside the school. School bossy. And you know, to the point where I was failing,
they probably put it in the special center.
I failed him.
What's going on? Because I know that you're very
Adam,
smart.
Ya die, kokoroko, die, pieces, or da, die, da, for ya.
What does that mean?
I failed. You ain't damn to fail. Adam, ya da pieces, die, bastard. Adam, with dignity, die, like full chest. I failed.
How? Your parents must have
plus cheating. And I cheated in that exam. Failed him. Stop of cheating.
How can you fail him?
I failed. Like, F, not the F.
I think it was a spiritual problem at the time.
I don't know what it was that was pushing me, but I just know that even when I got to America, I started doing criminal justice. By my sophomore year, second year, I was at 1.5 GPA. Stop. You know, they sent me a notice that you'll be kicked out of school next year.
So
I was about to leave school. I was. Then my mother said, I don't know. They got family meeting in America. What's going on? Mother said, just study
something.
Yeah, just, but you're good in languages. Just, you know, because I speak outside. So I go French.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So then I thought about it and I said, why don't I just do French education? So I taught it in the US. So I taught in high school for 2 years. And then my GPA went from 1.5, so like a couple of semesters, to a 3 point something. So it took me 7 years to graduate, a long, long university time.
Wow.
So it took me 7 years, but I graduated at a, thank you, Lordy. You know how people graduate summa cum laude, magna cum laude? We, thank you, Lordy. As in, we barely made it.
Wait. Let me go back. What was wrong? Why were you feeling?
Because I didn't like it. Exactly. I wasn't going to class.
Do you know I got in?
The books were too big. I couldn't do it.
Let me tell you my own story now.
Sociology book, as big as my head, for what?
You know my granny wanted him to be an engineer, first of all. Right?
And me, engineer, say.
Let me, you know,
I can construct this thing for you now.
When she said it, I laughed. I said, you don't even, I don't even know the difference between bolt and nut or anything. If your motor is spoiled like this, if I fix that for you in an accident.
Hello.
Right?
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm not going to do this. So the consensus or the agreement was that I was going to do a big course in the arts, right? So I said, now, law. I said, at least let me impress you before I go and do law. And I was really smart in secondary school. So I'm like, law will be so easy, it right? Was, now, yeah. I entered Unilago. I got in for diploma in 2012. It was like 9 months program. So that time, they know they do all these JUPEP, what they do now, where they do A-levels. That time, they're proper law. So you come in for criminal law.
Yeah.
You do torts. You do civil law. You do everything. You like,
still know the schedule.
I still know Malemi, all those, like the textbook. I know the Khalil and Kabbalik, all the...
Wow.
I had to cram those things. But when I got into law, I feel like what they do for government, we could call the repeat, they call the teachers why, the legal systems and everything. When I started cramming cases and this thing, I'm just like, I'm the wrong department. And I wanted to be a model so bad at the time. I wanted to do the arts. So if somebody had advised me, I probably have done creative arts. But nobody tell me.
I wouldn't have done creative arts anything because my father would be paying my school fees.
My granny wasn't going to pay safe. I don't think she was going to pay
at the time. He wouldn't have allowed that. He wouldn't have allowed. Like, he would be looking at me like, he's like, so this is what you want to do? Like, he used to look at me like, what do you want? Do you want to do what? If I say I'm going for talent show, he's like, what talent? Says it in the church? I said, no, it's like just talent, like for a play. I have to audition.
Yeah.
What audition? What kind of play is it? I said, it's trying to explain to my father like things that I wanted to do was just so difficult. Bless his spirit. I'm sure if you're here, if you're still alive, I think now he would be proud.
He would understand then, better now. Yeah.
It was not it. Which kind of comedian now?
My parents didn't know, my granny didn't understand because she was the one funding my education at the time. So when I told her I wasn't going to continue with law, I'm going to move to history, she wasn't having it. But I was like, should I do creative arts or history? Which is better?
Yeah.
So I did history. Whilst I was doing history, I had more time to not chase this career now. I started modeling and doing everything. But imagine if I was still in law, I would have probably died.
Oh, you'll be doing tea with Tay.
Oh, like, probably not. No. I know. Yes, I'm
you all know. So, because my client is saying, it's really not guilty, but you I don't understand.
My lord.
My
lord. This guy is really a noble
woman. Noble guy.
Woman.
Yeah.
She's just looking at someone that can steal.
She can't do such.
My lord. Even if I'm going to send her to jail, give her 6 months. That's probably lawyer I would have been.
That's, yes.
But thank God for the spirit to fight for what we really wanted or what we eventually were going to do with our lives. Because if I didn't fight, I remember that I held a job. They would call me called panel when my GPA now 1.5. Actually, it was 1.3. So after diploma in Unilag, I don't know why I call it diploma.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah, in Unilag.
So far, they did.
So you have to do another. Your GPA starts from beginning, right? Mm-hmm. So after that 1 year, when you go into like 200 level, you have to start again from beginning, right? So I have to start building my GPA. So people who were in 100 level already had their GPAs. Mm-hmm. So I have to start building my own. But at the time, I already held a job with UBI.
Oh.
So there was not even time to come back to school. I've always been on the streets trying to hustle this hustle.
You've been in the streets. I've been on the streets.
I look older at my age. I'm
you
like,
have been in this. No, you don't look older than me. You don't look older than you.
That's what they say. They call me 30 years old, 35 years old.
I think you look your age. You look your age. I think you do. I mean, you can give us a mature look, but I think you're, you know, you look your age.
Eventually you see it.
I don't look my age either, do I?
Yeah, you don't.
45, baby doll.
You are 45?
45. Yes, honey. Yes.
Hey God, I don't know what I'll look like when I'm 45.
It's okay now.
I'm so worried.
My friend, drink water, eat fruits and vegetables, and mind your business.
I've been minding my business, and that was what I remember.
That is the best.
So, what I was like saying before, she got to me about that.
Work 17.
Yeah, so then I called me for a panel and said, oh, what's happening? I'm supposed to be building my GPA that after this semester they will send me out of this school. I say, huh? I say, even if you know what trade I do in this place, I must carry a certificate to go with my grandmother. So I spoke to the woman. The woman, I said, well, you speak too well for you not to be doing well in this. I said, no, I have a job,
you,
man.
She said that you speak too well to not be doing well.
So the people that they brought to the foodie room, according to the gist that time, so they lined us up to say, you know what, at least let us hear from these dollars why they're not doing
why
they're dulling in the school,
in
right?
In school.
So they started interviewing them. I was the last to speak. I said, sorry, ma'am. I've just, don't say me, I know they waste time. No package give you, man. I said, sorry, ma'am. Like, I'm holding a job right now and I'm trying to get ahead in my career. And she said, you don't have any business. I love that woman so much, Mr. Semeka. God bless you. So you don't have any business being out of school? That is what you came to?
I love it.
I said, no, I'm chasing a career. Can you come? Can you come? Now she can advise me to my comeback. So it was when I moved back to school, I started building my GP whilst I was working. So by the last year of school, Chigal, I was going to get a third class.
Nice.
It's bad now. Nah.
I don't know the system.
She encouraged me. I came back to school. I stopped all the work that I was doing and I focused. I think I had a 4.something GPA. Then I moved to like second class.
What did that do for you? Like seeing that you could do that?
So what it did for me was to remind me that I'm actually very intelligent and I have it. Yeah. But if I focus on it.
The problem is application.
It's application. But the thing is that I wasn't available to apply myself to school at the time because I was chasing other things.
Right.
But when I knew that I really needed to come back to school so I would not disgrace my granny.
Yes.
I came back.
I gave them degrees. So I gave them a degree. I was like, you have a degree.
You have it now. Bye.
Just leave me. I didn't even say bye. It was just, here is a degree. I got my job teaching high school. My father was, I felt like, okay, he was better now. He's more proud now. Okay, so let's move next. And then when he died, that threw my life into a total, I don't know what to call it. It was like a whirlwind of what the hell gonna happen now.
Wow.
So it was now literally going from just, I just moved back to Nigeria. Then he died a month after that.
When did you move back?
2006.
Wow.
So I moved back in October. He died in December. So literally 1 month after. And then this was now like, you know how like you look at yourself like,
what's gonna happen?
First of all, I'm still alive. So my dad died. I didn't die. So that means there must be purpose. And then West African Idols came. I did West African Idols.
Oh, you sang?
The first ever.
Did you make it like that?
I made it to Planet One. That's where I met Omahumi. And that's how we found ourselves.
You knew Omahumi that long?
Omahumi's mother knows my mother. We found that out. Like, Omahumi's mom, like Biafra Waters. That
stop!
Far back.
What did you like? What, like,
you know, like, when they're train bomb now, they're saying, so they're basically in the same house. It was my mom that was one day. She was in my house in Abuja. I know when I lived in Abuja at the time. She was like, what's in her name? That singer. That one that I think she won the Idols. My mother's very soft and very soft spoken. The one that won the competition, the Idols. Can you hear me? Maybe. She was like, I want to call her mom. So she's talking to McQueen, who's our McQueen.
I love
shout out
that
to McQueen.
Woman. Shout out to McQueen.
Shout out to McQueen, the best ever. So I was like, mom, you know, she was like, please, that is not today. So when we now found that out, we just got closer. And so she's always asking about my mom. My mom asked about her. So yeah. So, and then the mommy, when we met there, it was now
2006. Somebody today did the hustle, this hustle. I saw Bisola's video of her singing at this. I won't die for laughter. Hey, this hustle.
And people don't know. And I feel like, you know, but I don't have to tell though.
Yeah.
Because I think where I am now and how far I've come is my story.
Mm.
You can look at that. You can look at the things that we've gone through and just my life has been, literally because I believe in God, it's literally just God that has just molded it and just made it happen the way it happened.
Yeah.
Things that happen to me between marriage and divorce. And you go through all of these things that you think will probably break you, you think will tear you down, you think will bring your life to an end. And you are still here. And you wake up every day and you're still thriving and striving and trying to survive. And this is where we are. And that's my plan to just continue in this. God has my life in his hands. Let's mold that.
Did you have a plan when you moved back?
My dad and I were supposed to go into business together. Because of my French speaking. So my father's been a believer of not just oil and gas, but just import and export of goods and like cocoa, food, things like that. He always believed in agriculture.
Yeah.
So he was like, you use your French speak skills.
To support we'll do me some, in this business.
Yes, we'll do some trading with Benin and all the French speaking countries in Africa. And I was like, you know, the Francophone countries. And I was like, oh, that's great. He had classes for me at Lagos Business School. He had registered me in Lagos Business School.
Like,
he showed me
you
classes.
Wanted you to have an undergraduate.
That's what he's in his mind.
Love him.
So it, I was like, school again? Jesus Lord, no. But I was like, okay, let's just do it and see where it goes.
And then, you guys are very close, right?
You know, it's where my father was in the Air Force. So my father was very strict. Yeah. My father was very strict. So I feel like, you know how like when he passed away, it was like a lot of things you hear that people said about him and how he was. But my father was very strict. I know he loved us. So yeah. We were not the huggy, touchy-feely family.
Yeah, I know.
And he was in the Air Force. And so he used to travel a lot. He was working with government. He was, you know, he was minister, minister, governor. He was always
very busy
doing things and very busy. But he loved us and always made sure we had like the best upbringing, did the best that he could. We enjoyed life living even in Lagos. I grew up here in Lagos. And I was telling someone the other day, I was like, almost every Sunday after church, we'll go on boat rides.
Wow.
Like go to one of the jetties and get into a boat and go around.
So the drive. Full lifestyle you're
we had, and he tried to give us the best life that he could, you know. And when people were close, and I feel like he just made sure that whatever it was that we had, what we needed, we never wanted
for anything.
You know, even at that, I guess then, say middle class-ish style life, because I wouldn't call it
that. Do you now understand that most of the decisions that he made was out of love?
Yes.
Some of the
push,
as opposed to...
I mean, some things that we can all tell our parents, like back in the day, you'd be like, that shouldn't have been done. But yes, you can calm down for that. But most of the things, yes. But some things, no. I talked about last time I got flogged. My ass was whooped because I went out to water parks and came back by 10 o'clock. And somebody told him that went to water party. I don't know how he got water party for water parks. I was like, what is water party? So he now said, okay, you're going to water party.
You have grown wings.
Yes. He left us outside the gate. Left us out. So me and my sister like this, like my God, by the gate. He drove to the house, looked at us like up and down like this nonsense, useless
spawn
of mine. And I entered the house, then left us out for another extra 10 minutes so that we cool face. Now called us upstairs. I saw the belt and chair. I said, ha, she got here. So we got upstairs. He now said, so do you know that you're in Lagos? That people bigger than you have gotten missing?
Wow.
People older than you have gotten missing?
And you're a child of an important man.
And you are going to water party? Flogged me, Banza Bastard. Flogged me, And then now gave us silent treatment for like a good 2 weeks. Hot. He wasn't speaking to us. You know that kind of you greet and good morning. That's the worst part. I said, flog me. I'm let on me.
Good morning, daddy. That's in the papers. You actual flog, you know.
So good.
That silent treatment.
That was my last bit, you know, because of water party.
No, but like, it is so bitchy as.
No, my father, we just knew my father was a military man. You didn't cry. He was not. If they beat you.
You take it.
You collect it or you cry privately. Let me not hear. You know that kind of crying? You're choking you.
Yes.
Because you don't want to cry out. Because
it will beat you more.
What? So we didn't do that. Like, my father was the sun has gone down. You should be home. So you shouldn't be outside the house in the night. All this playing on the road. Nope. All these boy things. Nope. None of those things. So we just literally, like, tried our best to be. It was a house, an Air Force house, and my father was a military man to the core. So the discipline was. My father didn't like. He was one of those people that, you know, he was one of the founders, if I'm not mistaken, of the war against indiscipline that time.
Wow.
So like all that piecing aside, So now I have those things instilled in me. Like I don't throw stuff outside.
I was going to ask, like, did he?
I am not like
you?
It's very much. And I went to military school. I went to the first girls. I was the first set of Air Force Girls Military School in Jos.
Wow.
So it was one of those things that I don't throw things outside. I can eat in 10 minutes. I can shower in 5 seconds. I eat in 5 seconds and 10 seconds. I'm very
professional.
Yes, I'm always on time. So it's just, it was one of those things. And I think those are the values that I instilled. And then he's also a giver. My father used to give. He used to just give.
He said, you have to write me a check after this. After this episode.
He used to just give. He would just give to a fault. And I think that's how I am.
Yeah. I think your life, you're a giver, not necessarily in terms of like money, but like your time.
Yes, your ear, affection. Just sitting down. Yes. Yes.
And I appreciate that. Yeah. But let's talk about your journey after you moved back to Nigeria. Because I'm very interested in, because we seem to have like similar stories about like our lives, but when you moved back, you were not sure what you were going to do. So you had moved from the cocoa.
The whole import-export.
The business
now,
part with your dad.
What the hell going to happen?
When did that decision change to work with
him? I didn't even, you know, like when he sent me, he said, this is what we're going to do. I didn't ask how, because in my head, I said, daddy wants to work with me. Oh, another schooling. Oh, God, I'm going to do it.
But like,
I didn't
that's want to. That's your dad. Like,
but I did not want to go to school. But I couldn't tell him that.
Right.
So I said, I mean, I don't want to be like, oh, God saved me by my father taking my, you know, my father left. No, it's not like that, because I said, okay, maybe I should try this thing. Maybe I should give it a try. But when he died, and I don't know anybody, my father's been dead how many, 13, 14, how many years now?
Mm.
Anybody who has lost a parent, I remember when I used to act and they would say, to evoke emotion, I would try try and see what it would feel like if I lost a parent. And when he died, it's not the same thing. Literally, I felt like an open wound. I felt like a sore. I felt like a wound had been scratched and then it was fresh again.
Mm.
And I thought I was going to die. That I woke up the next morning, I looked at my around and I tapped my now sister-in-law, and I said, and I asked her in my best Igbo ever, because I came back with fresh money. So I was like, yeah, oh, was there near her? Meaning, is it true that this thing happened?
Mm.
And she said, yes.
Oh, so you heard about it, you even went to sleep.
I came home. They told me, my brother told, I was rehearsing for a play. That day, as in like 2 days after I came back, it was like things were happening. My father died. I had to be on stage 2 days after my father died to do a play, musical play, while singing, making children laugh. Da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. So it was one of those. I come home and my father's and my brother's looking at me, and the house is full of people, you know, how people just everywhere. And I'm like, it was the day my mother has Bible study in the house. I thought it was Bible study people. So I mean, I sharp mouth. And as I was driving to the house, I say, ah, plenty of people want to go to heaven. Ha, there are plenty of people here. They want to go to heaven this week. So I get into the house and I see my aunt. She's sitting on a chair. Her eyes are red. And I'm like, what's going on? I said, auntie doesn't have allergy. This is me again. Once again, you're useless.
Mouth. Yeah.
She doesn't have allergy. Why are her eyes so red?
You can wind themselves.
That's it. Then my brother looks at me and he walks up to me and he grins, you know, he just grabs my face and he says, we found out daddy died today. I just fell to the floor. I was screaming, you know, like I was sitting on, I didn't even know what I was doing. And then I got up and said, where's my mom? And then she was in the other room. So I just went up to her and I held her hand and I said, mommy, God is good. That's all I kept saying, God is good. And literally, God is good.
Wow.
Because it's 13 years, I still cry. I still have my time in my moments, because so many things happened. When I got married, he wasn't there. Then I got divorced. And I was like, thank God he's not here. Like, you know, I failed at that. And, you know, so many things happen in your life and you're like, this person would have been able to maybe help me set things right or make better decisions or, you know, make things better. Because my father always made things better.
Yeah.
He always made things better.
Crazy. But do you think he's impressed with the chigo that you have turned out to be?
I don't know, but I hope so.
Do you think
so?
He will be?
I hope so. And I think so. Because even his friends who see me on TV and now, like, you know, your father would be so proud. And
I think he would be.
You know, and I think your father wasn't worried about you adjusting to life in Nigeria. He was not worried about you at all, because I'm one of those people that I just try to adapt to whatever situation I'm put in. I think he would be proud. I think he would be happy. I think that he would be happy with the way I've turned out.
Mm.
I'm not perfect and things are not necessarily 125% how I wanted them to be, but I'm not where I used to be.
Yeah.
And I think that has a lot to do with going through, I was ill for about 2 years and just having to deal with that and just being in constant chronic physical pain every day for like 2 years straight. I had an infection in my spine. So yeah, so with a walking stick, wheelchair, the whole night.
I remember that time.
Yeah. So it was one of those times where that was the first time I think I really considered suicide. Like, I literally told myself one day, I said, I want to swallow all these pills, because I had 4 kinds of pain pills. And I said, the only way this pain will stop is if I die. And I said, I wanted to swallow the pills. And literally, I tried to get up from the bed and I could not. And that's why I couldn't go get something to drink.
Yes, yes.
So my pain saved my life that day.
So because you could not get your...
I could not get up from the bed to go and get something to drink.
You know, God works in mysterious ways.
So I said, so I just lay back down.
Maybe not today. I said, okay, this is
yeah, like, yeah. We're still looking at it.
But not today.
Yeah, because those were the days where I would look at the wall. I woke up in the morning like 6:30. I would look at the wall. And then the next time I'm looking at the wall. So next time I look up, it's 8 p.m. And all I've done is stare at the wall.
And because you are this person who's very lively.
Yeah.
Your work demands that you have to be up and about.
Yeah. I was still posting, but I would post and I would be like, you know, at that time, my mantra was, there's light at the end of the tunnel. We're in a tunnel, but there's light.
But do you even think that there was light? Were you sure about the light?
It was dark. I tell you, I had to just tell myself that there was light. And then I started to see shadows. And I was like, okay, so if I'm seeing shadows, that's a sign that light is coming.
Hmm.
So when you see shadows, light is coming.
But what? Because you're by yourself when you're in that space, right? How do you remove yourself from the negativity and now bring yourself to the point where you now start saying to yourself that there are shadows and there's going to be light?
I chose life. It was life or death. It was, you could die. Yeah, because I was dying here because I felt like there was nothing. My body was racked with pain. You know, like everything I was doing was hurting me. Breathing was painful. So like I had to have somebody come and give me a bath. My assistant moved from Abuja to Lagos. Help me shower. Help me rub cream. Help me brush teeth.
But you cannot do any.
I couldn't do any of those things. I couldn't lay. I started sleeping on my back on my bed. I slept in a chair for 6 months. I started sleeping on my bed February 2019.
When did you know this was happening to you? What causes this infection?
I had a problem. I had a slip disc. I got a laser procedure to cure the slip disc. I got an infection from that. So for about a month, I didn't know I had an infection. I was just in pain every single day. I did the procedure. Ruth was with me. She stayed with me the whole time, literally giving me my medication every time, four times a day. I had to be on.
You did the procedure
IV.
Here?
Yes. I did IV antibiotics. I was taking an injection every day for 30 days. So I'll just go to the hospital and get an injection. It was IV every single day.
But were you monitoring your... After the surgery, the doctors didn't know that there was anything
wrong. And here's another thing. I also became a victim of just Nigerian medical...
Yeah.
I don't want to call it malpractice, but... Bruhaha. The doctor that was in charge of my case, literally hands off my case. Just stopped calling, stopped getting in touch, stopped asking because I was seeing somebody else. He got upset and thus did not do what he was supposed to do. Even when the other doctor that I was talking to said that he felt I had an infection and sent him a message and said, you should start her on IV antibiotics because it looks like an infection. He got this message and did not tell me.
Stop.
And did not do anything about it. Did not say anything to me. Just stopped calling, stopped getting in touch. Then they tried to use my picture or whatever for their medical on their page. I said, please take it down because I'm not an advocate anymore of your health services. I referred people to them. It was one of those situations where I was like, I'm literally going to die here. And
because of however you feel.
And I met someone who now said, forget about suing, forget about all of that. Just get well. And it took me a while to get to the place where I had to get epidural injections. Like, I mean, it was bad to me. And like, I got two epidural injections in 1 week and they didn't work. And the doctor who was then was still the same doctor. The guy he brought from somewhere was not using an ultrasound machine. So they were doing, putting the needle in, bring the needle out, put the needle in my back. I have a keloid scar in the middle of my back. All the way up to the middle of my back. The pain I have is in my lower back. I was hunched over. It was horrible. Like I would go to Abuja and it happened two times. My back would lock and I couldn't get out of the plane. They had to call wheelchair.
Your back would lock.
I was not able to stand up. So I just told the passenger beside me. So I started crying. I was like, I'm so sorry. Can you just slide past? Because I can't get up. And he was like, it's fine. And just...
Chiga, well, first of all, and you are a public figure, so people are more interested.
I would be in a wheelchair and I'd be like looking down, like I'll just be in a wheelchair, like...
Because you're so helpless, I don't know what to do.
Or they'll look at me and you just be shaking their head, like... Because I, at the time, the pain was more than I could... It was almost like... All I wanted was to be able to just... I mean, imagine taking a breath and you're in pain. Imagine being in a car. I didn't leave my house because I didn't want to be in a car because if you press brake, if you enter a pothole, I don't die. And they shut. I go Dubai. The driver, because we enter Tesla. When we did our first girls trip, enter Tesla, driver, they drive. Enter one just to show, see the car. Entered one hump like this. I was screaming my head off in
that
car.
Dubai trip, all the time when you were moving, you were in pain.
Thank God for those girls because they
held
saw
you.
Me through. Yeah. I couldn't even go with them one time because I was like, I just need to go lay down. I couldn't sleep on beds. I slept, you know, like you go to a hotel. I slept in chairs because the beds
don't even work.
Even now, when I go to, I have anxiety. I'm much better now, but I still have anxieties. It's like, it's almost like,
yeah, of course,
post-traumatic, like PTSD. So like, if I go to anywhere, hotel, I will check the bed first. Is this okay? But I'm like, I'm all right, actually. Like, I'm actually okay. But
so do you have to do like any, like, major surgeries to...
No, I decided not to. I didn't want anybody to touch me anymore. The way I got, I started getting better was when I got another proper epidural injection from another doctor. That sort of like started to see me. So we're not just doing pain management. So just seeing me through the pain, I was able to now get through, and it got better and better and better. And I started to, so even now, my sister, I was up the other day, she said, I bent down to pick something from the floor. She said, hey, God, you are bending down. God is so good, because I remember when that was not a possibility.
But did you ever think that, oh, you know, maybe this will be you for the rest of your life? Do you have
this, I wanted to die. You don't understand. I wanted to die. Like, it was like, then why am I living? Because I can't breathe. Breathing is hurting me, Jesus. Like, come on, Lord. Can we just...
Did you ever look at God and say, God, why?
And I never necessarily asked why. I would pray and I would talk to him, and I, you know, and then I just started to just speak life. And I said, I speak life. I choose life. I said, I don't know what's waiting on the other side.
Yeah.
So let me not even try that. I don't know how it will be. If I do kill myself, how will it be? You know,
where will I even go to?
Where will I go? What side? Am I ready to leave this earth? I don't know. So I just started trying to be positive and just speaking life. And then God brought a miracle into my life from Instagram. A doctor reached out to me on Instagram, straight in my DM.
The same Instagram.
I've not met this man yet. We have only done video call once. He reached out to me and I saw this DM. So, no, I don't want these people. They have come again. Oh, no.
You see my problem.
Yes, I don't want him. Yeah. No, I don't really. So, and I said, I don't know who this is, but I don't know. I'm not in the mood. So, I will delete you and block you. Then he was not like, calm down.
Wow.
My name is Dr. Da-da-da-da-da. I'm in the UK. And a voice told me to reach out to you.
Wow.
Okay. We have reached out. So he was like, so what's the problem? I told him, blah, blah, blah. He now said, I have a friend of mine who just moved back from the UK. He's a neurosurgeon. He's in Abuja. He was taught by one of the best neurosurgeons in the UK. He's in Abuja, so you have to go see him there. This man, because my medication at the time, I was spending over 200K. On the medication I was taking every month.
I was going to come to the financial
200,000 naira over on the medication. So I had nothing. Mind you, I was still taking care of bills and my mother.
Wow.
She paid for my tickets to Abuja, paid for my medicine, paid for my tests, sent me money for my tests. Talked to the doctor. I didn't have to pay for that. The doctor, I went to the
stranger.
Yes. Went to the doctor. The doctor looked at me and said, we got talking, and he was like, do you have your MRI? I said, brought it out. He looked at the MRI. He was like, you got this laser procedure. So they went to the skin. I said, yes. I said, I feel like you have an infection. He said, you know what? Go to Lagos, get all these tests done. But I can tell you 80% that you probably have an infection in your spine. But go and start treatment anyway. Even when I did the test, nothing came up, but I started the treatment and I started getting better. And then this other doctor also started being, he was not like my therapist, because he would call me every day, almost every day, 2-3 times a day sometimes. How are you? How's it going? What are the pain levels like? How are you feeling? I was trying to, then he was like, even up to the point of doing my first show, you have to do the show. You must do the show. I'll come back to Nigeria. You must do the show. I want to know what you've done. Have you started writing? Da, 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 da. I was like, this man, just leave me alone. When I would cry, he was like, I don't like all this nonsense. He used to say, I don't do BMW. And I was like, what is BMW? He said, bitch, moan and whine. He was like, I don't do BMW. So you got to just fest your whatever, just straighten up, get your work done, get your mind right. Literally, he wouldn't let me cry. Wow. He wouldn't let me be a crybaby. He wouldn't let me. Some days, and then some days I would cry. Like, he would like, okay, it's okay to cry. He's like, it's all right to cry. It's okay. It's part of life, you know? And so he and I are very good friends now. Like, we're very good friends. We've not met in person, but we've done video call. Shout out to Dr. Okebuno.
Okebuno.
Yes.
He's amazing. So are you saying that he became more than just your doctor,
he
right?
Because you're still where you were. He still calls me to this day. Like, he'll be like, if he sees a post sometimes, or he'll just call and be like, how's it going? how is work? How is this? Mm. And he gave me ideas and he talked to me about meditation. He talked to me about, gave me people that I should listen to and watch and things like that. He would send me YouTube links and be like, watch this and, you know, just to help me get over the hump and get over bad times. And he would, if I say I'm not good today, he'd be like, why? What's going on? Even, you know, how do you feel about your relationships and that you're still single and what are you doing and things like that? Is there anybody? He would ask, like, are you? And I'll say, no, I'm not seeing anybody yet. And he'd be like, okay. And just, we just got really close. And so, like, it would be just amazing to get to see him one day. I hope I get to see
him.
He's work, he works in the UK and he's in the UK and been working.
But he never
in the
visits.
UK. He comes every now and then, but I kind of like quickly slide and do what he got and then he move out. I was like, worry, boy. Yeah.
What are you passing great? Yeah, he's out there. Doing shout amazing out to your things. Doctor.
Yeah, wow. So he's just, you know, just what he's been like the rock of my just in this whole
I'm just
process.
Happy that somebody helped you through this.
Yeah, and I had support. I did. I had support for my friends. I had support. Okay. And you know, I had support. I had like Toke and I used to like just it was weird how Toke and I sort of like random with each other at places.
Yes.
But I think we just got closer over like with the family and you know and sis and that just passed away. And so we just became the same circles, right? And she's always sort of like been there. And then when she went through her divorce, because I've been there. And just connecting on those levels.
Yeah.
So it just.
She's good. She's good with this conversation.
Yeah. She
gives a good advice as well.
She does.
Yeah.
She does. She's a good ear, listening ear.
Yeah.
And just being there and just, you know, you think she's far removed, but she's not.
She's very grounded. More grounded than we know. Yeah.
My idea.
But I'm curious what this phase did to your work and your career and how you felt about yourself.
I didn't work for almost a year. I had one job. People watch Dating Game on Netflix.
Yeah.
I was ill during Dating Game. So literally we shoot Dating Game. It used to take two or three people to get me dressed because I had to stand. I couldn't move too much.
You look very perfect. Uh-huh.
When they cut, I'll take 2 seconds. Wow. I'll breathe. I'll take 2 seconds. A lot of people didn't know, so I was standing on one leg sometimes. Like I'll lift up my one leg to put the pressure on one side of my body. So that I could
By the time you're choosing Dating Game, you're already getting better.
I was a little bit, but I was using a walking stick at the time.
Wow.
So we would like it took me minutes to walk from the dressing room to and I always hail Auntie Mo for this because gave me a job. She gave me that opportunity. And she won't even give me money. Shout out to Auntie Mo. And for the life of me, shout out to my assistant patient, Naret Matthew, who was my house help in Abuja, moved back to Lagos to bathe me and take care of me. She's my assistant now, and just one of the best human beings ever in this life.
Amazing.
Shout out to just having people who understood. MA just, they would let me take my time. She and Heidi, you take my time because they understood. They would come check on me and just, they were there and very available. I just made sure that I was okay.
That's amazing. She gave you a job when you were going through
this. It was the only job I had that time.
Production was probably stressful because you were not always 100.
There was a time, Timmy-san, that their fault, they recorded 2 or 3 episodes and I was in the wrong outfit. So I had to redo.
With all that pain.
That same day. But I'm about my business.
Yeah.
So you do what you gotta do. You put your pain aside. And I did what I had to do. And we reshot 3 episodes back to back that same day.
But I you had that one job, right? You were losing other jobs.
Of course. I wasn't even answering. Like, I was like, I can't. I couldn't be on set.
How are the bills paid? Like,
and whatever I had in our account. Shout out to my brother and my manager who we just ran our lives with what we made, what we could, and we just ran our lives and took care of my mother's house and paid her staff, her salary. So we did what we needed to do. Didn't have much for frivolities, but we made sure that the bills were paid, right? Made sure that needs were met and desires. Take a back seat for a minute. Desires to take a backseat, and I had what I needed, and I didn't want for anything because God was just there.
Yeah,
God was there. Like I think that's when I started to know God for myself. Like this, God never lets me lack. He He never, ever lets me, like, before, if I have a need, he meets it.
Just when before I, you
before
think
I even realize I need a need.
Yeah, he's like sorted. And I think it's that time it's usually quiet for you because you are there by yourself going through this thing. So it's you and your thoughts. That's where God can actually reach you.
Yes.
Sometimes we're just in the noise of our career,
of the market.
Things happen around us.
That's what I call it, noise of the market.
Yeah. So all those times where you're at your lowest, that's when God actually reaches out sometimes to say, can you hear me?
Yes.
You're quiet now.
Yes.
And also sometimes the cause of that pain will not determine the next course of your life, for example.
Yeah, it did.
So it did. How did this going through that phase affect the other parts of your life or going forward?
My attitude to life and to people.
Mm.
After that, not that I've ever been a negative person, but the amount of negativity in the world became more apparent to me.
Mm.
So I made it my bounden duty to spread positivity as much as possible. So none of this trolling mess, none of this allowing people to get by with trolling, just being my brother's keeper, being more responsible for my neighbor, just the 6 degrees of separation between me and anybody else is very small.
Yeah.
And just understanding that it's not about things, it's about people. It's not about things, it's about people. And when you see what to you seems like death, what to you seems like the end of your life, when you get out of that, you must have a new perspective. I don't know anybody who has faced death or near death and has not decided to change their lives when they come back, even if it's for a little while. And that's the most traumatic thing after my father's death I think I've dealt with.
Mm.
And it made me decide to be a better person and spread good than bad, because there's enough bad for all of us. The amount of negativity now, we can all be millionaires. Cash is built house.
I agree.
Yeah. So
I agree. But I feel like everybody's faced with negativity online, especially when you have a few followers
or you
become a public figure of some sort.
So you're open to whether people should have a right to talk about your life or not, they can, because it's an open marketplace, like I said.
Yeah.
So everybody has a say. You know, some people, and for them, and I realize that some people, for them, what they're saying is their own way of getting attention, because they have nothing going on in their lives. You're probably alone by yourself, sitting down in your misery, and so you want to spread that misery or transfer that, so you have to come and talk to somebody can either comment on your comments or address your comments, and which starts a rock rolling situation where now we have how many, in your mind, they've healed themselves under my comment, there are like 3 other comments. Under my comment, there are 5 comments.
Do you think that's why people do what they do?
That is attention. It's called looking for attention.
Wow, are you saying that people actually just because they want to?
They have nothing going on in their lives, Timmy-san. Why? So you come on, like you make a comment. Even when you read the comment, it's like, this makes absolutely no sense. Or they go off for OP, now call nonsense. And come on, now call on my distance.
My own is that, how can you sit down and type such hurtful things? I don't think that, you don't even care about how the person will feel when you
hurt people, hurt people. Hurt people, hurt people.
Because half the time, they're just catching...
It's for attention. They'll go to your DM and say, I'm sorry, I just wanted to get your attention. They do to me all the time.
What? So I don't understand. Like, I go send you messages
to throw you. Yes, they guess. There's a particular one I remember when she said, you not go somewhere, I got born. So everybody was not like, you know, making comments about the comments. They went in on her. I think she changed her handle like 4 times. They came to my DM and said, I'm sorry, ma. I didn't mean it like that. I was just trying to get your attention.
Because if I send the good comments, you probably
then because I would not go out. And people do it all the time. Another boy, I made one of my posts, now said something about my size or whatever he says. And I'm like, so I correct people in my comment section. I will not clap back. I will correct you and say you are rude. Get off my comment section, whatever. And that's not how I meant. I was only joking. No, sorry, man. I was only joking. Please don't block me.
So wait, for some of them, it's just, let her just reply me.
Yes. Somebody's not still sending me messages yesterday that, hi, please don't ignore me now. Because I answered him inside DM. Now, I don't do, now we're going to call you now because I won't answer you.
Wow.
I've had back and forth. There was a girl who used to throw me, like, I will post for 5 days straight, she'll just throw.
I block.
Fat, ugly, nonsense. Nye. That's how I didn't know about dabbing. Delete and block. I didn't know I could dab.
It's called dabbing.
Yes,
delete and block.
Delete and block, yeah. That's it.
Thank you for that.
So I didn't know about dabbing. She, like, every day, she was like, you're fat, you're ugly, you're this, you're that, you're this. And I look at this person's page. And if you look at their pages a lot of times, you look at them and you're like, my dear, I'm fat. Money ha call. Like, you look like a 2-bedroom bungalow. What are you talking about? But I'm fat. Your eyebrows are looking like Nike don't do
like
it.
This.
But why? Nike didn't do it.
My friends say some of them, they don't get light to charge their phone. They
go
their
neighbor has good charge go phone. Go charge phone. MC and that them 2 MB, they will now come and say, let me post quick.
So this thing hurt us.
It
hurt, like
it,
now.
You know, people say, "Oh, you have your, you know." Let people say, "You're a celebrity. You shouldn't be giving it to others." You didn't. I say, "I'm also a human being. In my blood, in my vein is blood." So, nah.
For me, I have to create my own space. I block some certain words. You can also see some certain things.
I didn't. We knew what you were saying. That
I told you. I did. So on Instagram, if you don't want some
fags, ugly,
anything you don't want.
What again?
Prostitute.
Prostitute. Born. Born picking. Go and born.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can't do it. The entire sentence.
That's
the
divorce.
Want.
I put it there.
The divorce is
just
there.
I put so that just in case.
So I'm not triggered. So when I first started, she cannot be smart. I'm going to read myself for blog. I said, what should I do now?
Yes.
I just want to entertain. Why do you think that you have an opinion about me? And these things get to me because I don't have a thick skin, or I didn't have a thick skin at the time.
You still don't. So we're getting better.
I just say, you know, it's once I discovered that this will be Instagram. So if you, I say, wow.
Yeah.
So I started creating my space. I will block some people, block some words.
And I make sure you block. If you say a comment you don't like, block the comments. And then block you go the like. No, block the likers of the comments. Find them. You go to where they're like that.
No, honestly, if I disagree with you on another blog, so when I go to the blogs, when I maybe I see you on another blog, you did maybe insult people, they insult my friend or women, or you're just being nasty, I'll follow you. Some local ask me, I say, this is what you said.
So?
And I don't agree with it.
Who is he? That's Alibaba's way. Alibaba will block you. Alibaba will block surprise. He will block surprise you. Like,
I'm not going to even. If it's somebody I know and I respect, out of respect, I will just unfollow. Because I cannot agree with, like, sometimes when I see for Instagram, I'm like, wow, you said this? This is how I placed you before.
Mm-hmm. You have come down.
Instead of blocking you, let me just.
No, but you see, when you block them, you can't reach out to me at all. And Alibaba's method.
I've heard that, it's not even joke.
Alibaba, you don't know you are blocked until you try reaching me. Let's say, then you're not, they will not call Ruth.
I don't remember.
Ruth, bros don't block me. Then I will say, I blocked you. I will block you for liking a nonsense that somebody says.
Yes.
You will be blocked and unfollowed.
There's lots of people that we see. Because we interact with so many people, Chigal. So you don't even know what they think in their brains until they come online and spew it.
Maybe like, you?
So you talk this thing.
Are you? Exactly.
I remember that time when, during lockdown, when these rape cases were very constant and it was happening a lot. We had to go and do the process and everything. Yeah. When you see their comments on these blogs, I'm
very
like,
learned.
Jesus Christ.
Supposedly having brains. People that went to better
school. Decorated.
Yes.
People with
echelon of society. There's high ups.
You
know?
They cannot fight openly because you don't even want problems.
Yeah. They make certain comments, you'll be like, this can't be for real. Okay, you're joking, right?
Yes.
You're joking. You're joking.
Hey, I saw one recently. I followed the person. I later followed them back. I mean, eventually. But I followed the person.
You remember I followed them?
No, because, so no, because we had a conversation about it. And they accepted what they had done.
And
told me they're going to work on it. And they are actually working on it.
Did they apologize to the person that they talk about?
Huh?
Did they apologize to the person that they commented?
No, but the person is fine with, they cannot. So I just felt like
you can always apologize,
actually, right?
Okay.
So they said something about her. No, musician. I think it was one of these reality stars. Said something about, I don't even follow the girl, but I'm like, how can you describe this woman in this way? For that, I'm follow. So when we finally saw, like, what is he doing? All good. I said, this is what you said. So he sat down for like a few minutes, and I came back to him and said, what you talking about actually true?
Okay.
I'm going to work on it.
Okay.
And this.
Okay, he's a teachable guy. Okay.
That moment for me was like, wow. Even if I felt bad for even not following, I probably would have reached out immediately. See, this thing, you do no good.
Okay.
You understand? But also, I feel like
give him that.
Some people like us want the best for ourselves on social media.
Yeah.
But for some people, they thrive on this controversy, these bad comments. This, in fact, for Jemai to do a whole movie about it is a thing.
Yep. Everybody wants their 2 cents heard.
Why has social media become so toxic? Because I'd rather use social media for the work that I'm
it's
doing.
It's a marketplace.
To promote.
Sell, and go. Yeah.
But you find people just trying to troll. Like, I told you for the past time, I've been having anxiety over posts, over things I'm supposed to do. And that's because of the expectations, the things that I think that people will say.
Yeah.
Right? Even sometimes we pretend like, we don't care about what people say. Yeah. Or what,
no, we do.
It gets to us.
We do. And I... Once again, I tell myself, this is how I console myself.
Mm.
that social media has given everybody and anybody the right to be heard.
Right.
It has given them a platform to voice their opinions, mm-hmm. warranted or not, needed or not, good or not, silly, stupid, foolish, idiot, all.
It's can
all appear
said.
Here and just it's going to be said. Yeah. And in their minds, they've gotten it off of their chest. Which is why when you delete comments, and thank God for being able to delete the notification. So when it will show up in my notification channel, I delete the comment, then I go to my actual post and delete the comment there. You are done deal.
Yeah.
So, oops, I saw your comment. Yeah, it pinched me, but I'm not going to give you the satisfaction of letting anybody else.
I don't leave those comments. I'll delete it.
Delete quick. So now that I know that some people come here to voice their opinions, so I'm like, okay, I know the voices. So you are lacking attention in your life.
Mm.
There's nobody, you probably don't have a good family. You probably don't have anybody that loves you.
But when you think about it that deep, I always think about it on the surface, no, like, oh, this person just dropped this comment. But
no,
when you
no.
sit down and think about the
for you to say some things, for you to say some things you do, you must be vile. And for you to be that vile, it comes from somewhere.
Yeah.
So you're probably a hurt person trying to hurt somebody else. So it must come from your background.
If you look at this, the way things are in this country, if you graduated from school, your job is kicking in the bus, you have to sit down in the bus throughout and be in traffic and head home. When you see people thriving and having a good time on social media whilst you are in that space.
Yes. You got to pinch you small. But that's what I'm saying. What is in the hearts of
men? But it shows who you are.
Exactly.
Because what you do with that feeling.
Exactly.
Every time that I've seen somebody who's doing better than me or doing well, I've always wanted to
it will spur you to want to do better.
Yeah, I will reach out to them and say, how you today do this?
Yes. There's a level of, and there's a godly jealousy you can have.
Yes.
But wanting to be better, not to bring anybody else down.
Yes. 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 I think that's why I am. As a person, right? Because I also have to check, because of the space that we're in.
Right.
What you consider as wins for some other people might not be your own win, right? So when it looks as if people are winning and they're thriving, you can feel some type of way. But
Lord, I would love for my own time to come. Why do I have this dry spell? Because we have dry spells. Because this is a month, money no go come, they no go, nobody, no brand, no go call you. If it doesn't look, your account, you could get debit.
Exactly. Why am I here?
You know, it's also debit. Nobody has credited you. So debit everywhere. Deborah debit. But that's just
the reality
part of it, you know, it's ups and downs. You know, there's rainy days and there's sunny days.
I even heard that some colleagues can actually have fake pages to go and comment what they actually really feel about. So you find some people saying, it's you that's saying this thing. It's you. Like, I'm just like, wow.
Yeah.
I don't even have that time.
Yeah.
That's wild. Like, look, what are the things that you probably have heard about yourself that came from your own colleagues and friends that you think that, you know what? Wow, why is this thing being said about me, or this person is supposed to be my person? What's going on?
I pray to God that this person has said this. Oh no, they were not they're not an entertainer. But I know that people have alluded me, like when my stories came about my divorce, and you know how like they'll pick a blog or pick the most interesting or juicy, most controversial part of the whole thing and post the video.
Yeah.
Where I talked about being a virgin at 33 and marrying a virgin and all those things.
Stop. Why are you not telling me that's just the distance?
It didn't arrive.
Virgin at 33.
Yes, I was.
What did you do?
My husband was my first.
That was his first time too.
My first time.
Right. Chigo, stop.
Yeah, for real.
You saved it for your husband.
Yeah. I wanted my husband to be the first person.
Did he appreciate?
I don't necessarily know if I would advise that to happen to anybody else. Whatever floats your boat, but I would not. I think that it would be good.
No, but that's what the Bible says.
Let's drive that sucker.
Chigel, that you should keep the album,
my dear,
ready for the marital.
Sometimes, no. Listen, guys, boys and girls, here's my advice.
Okay,
and this is just what I feel. Sometimes, as you test drive a car to know if it is suited for you to be going up and down. So, therefore, I also say that you might have to test drive it for life.
How many you go test before you call?
That's not, but at least if you are from Virginia, you know, you might want a particular somebody that look. So these are problems. I, after in retrospect, said to myself. Because I became sexually awkward. It was very awkward. Like at 32, like what the hell? I felt like there were cobwebs there. Somebody had to sprinkle in. I'm sure.
Like, man, make you get old, but you haven't had experience now.
Best. Sometimes they might not also necessarily be as gentle and as learning with you because they've done it before. So you understand. Again. So you are new, you know.
So, you're like, basically, an intern trying to.
I say I had just registered for IT. This is how bad it was. So I was like, it's like in anticipation of. I was like, I was nervous. I had anxiety. I would just advise I'm sorry to the parents who might be watching this. This day and time.
Before?
It could suit you to wait if you so decided. But I am telling you that I think
you should test the.
You should try to get the garage a little expanded.
Before?
Because, you cannot put you can't put a bit to where a boat, they say. You cannot squeeze a Cadillac inside Corvette.
What's that Cardi B's lyrics again? Pack that Big Mac truck, right in this little garage. That's the situation.
Sometimes. And you know, I'll be like, because I'm not one of those women who believes, oh my God, it's the bigger, the better. Lies. I use it. If you like, also give you inside your trousers. Carry a 4-bedroom house inside your pants. It's your shirt. If you don't know how to use your house.
Yes.
Hello, you're gonna be homeless.
I agree.
So it's how you use it. So if you are carrying cigar, mansion, motor, more how to. Yeah, you understand. If you are carrying, you can use even the finger is useful. Size.
Wait. Let's go back. Yeah. So is it that when you got married,
you were such
a novice?
I didn't know anything
sex
about
was so
it.
Bad.
I knew because once again my factory had never been entered into. So. I don't know what happens.
The first time might not always be great, but like going forward, did you guys talk about it? Did you guys like see
people? My marriage was one of those ones where, we're in a very good place.
Yeah.
But I feel like it was one of those where the talk of like therapy or, because I needed help. In that department, I was the one that needed help. It wasn't him. We lived apart. Because I lived in Abuja, so I was working there. So I've come to Lagos every weekend for like a full year.
Huh?
Every weekend. Friday.
Did sex life go hard now? Of course now.
It go hard. But then when he had reach of your factory has never been used. I'm sure I had cobwebs. I'm sure.
And I'm just saying, like, if it was more around, the oil go frequent now.
Yeah. But I will say that, please, young ladies, if you know, to their own self be true, people they say. If you need to try it out, try it out. I'm not saying, I wanted to keep to my Christian values and say I was a virgin till I got married, and I did.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
Let me see. Did the price of tea in China change? No.
Wait, but when you guys were dissing, right? There was not even any, test this. Were you holding her?
Yes.
Heart, girl. Yes. You're one of those girls like, let's wait.
I said we can't. I used to say, downtown is closed. Downtown is closed.
Wow.
Downtown is closed.
Is it because of your Christian mainland values that you kept it, or just because you just
I think it was more. I was like afraid. I said, "Hey God, if I do it first time, I come and get pregnant." Hey God, So I used to be afraid of that. At 33, I'm a bit of a prude.
Wow.
I'm not a believer. Like, you know, people talking to me, they're like, you have to get, move your waist. They climb helicopter, do 69. Eh? My only number is one, as in on the down. Or as I like to say, up hour, leg up, back for grant. That is it. One position only. I don't want any of these things, all this carry up, carry down, move leg, tie hand. Do I look like I can bend off?
Like, are you open to
what?
Oh, this is not bad now.
No, I don't. I am fat, asthmatic, and old. I don't have energy or breath to be doing experimental this thing. Bam, 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 bam. But just have me in a little bit. Let me just lie down. Give you.
So, like, there's a video of a woman saying that, you know what, her husband needs to go back to the side chicks, because since he stopped going to the side chicks, he wants to kill her because she doesn't have time to be raising leg and this thing that she's old, her back is aching, and I wanted to die of laughter. It's like, the side chicks come and collect their husband back because since he stopped cheating, there's a problem at home.
Oh, wow.
Because she's not ready for all of that topsy-turvy.
But that's not the norm. But she's saying that's not the norm. I don't think people want their husbands
to be. No, but you know that people say that side chicks fulfilled men's fantasies these days because their wives are not too strong enough for all the turning up and down. And you can also call a side chick anytime and they'll make themselves available. And the wife, your wife can decide to say, you know what, I'm not going to have sex today. And you have to respect that.
Well, I don't know if I want to be sharing my this thing.
You're just
no, I feel like when, you know, when I get married again, and I say when, because I'm going to.
Yes,
when I get married again and whoever that guy is, I am gonna walk. When they say, please fuck me up, I'm gonna fuck you up. I'm gonna fuck you up. Yeah. I'm gonna do it. You're gonna say, yes. Where are you from?
What if you eventually marry somebody who's not as sexually active as you want them to be now?
Oh, then maybe we can manage, but if you are out, look, teach me. I'm willing to learn.
No,
just don't make me do this position. Just, can we do it? I say lopam bed as in azuna bed. That's it.
No, back on bed. To the whole, like, the edge of the bed. You go, the gross muscle before you know if you did jump, if you did through leg.
Well, like I said, we are prostate. Furniture is made of wood, all done out. Then the juke, that's
strong bed.
Dislocated hip on top of sex. But then I'm not going to sex again for a long time because I'll be on cast. No! I can't. Let's just.
Now, I don't think have people had sex with the points where they probably dislocated it like a bone or
it's
something?
It's possible. I don't know what can happen. Sex can be rough.
Yeah.
I don't believe
what
ourselves.
But this is like you don't date small, you don't.
No, I don't. I'm still having this issue with younger guys approaching, and I don't feel like anybody's serious. Like all these younger guys, no, you're not. All these younger guys are approaching with nothing on hand. You can't be coming to talk to me about what's up.
There's nothing.
Hello, dear. I mean, there are a few people that there's somebody I'm carrying a torch for right now.
Right. He's probably right. Watching. Or gonna watch.
He might not be. But he's, because he's away right now. He's not in the country.
I know.
So I'm carrying a torch for this person, and I love everything about them. I mean, the way they look and, you know, everything about them. And I feel and believe that they feel the same way for me.
You guys are going to start a thing very soon.
I don't know. Best of
are you guys going on dates or something?
He's abroad. So it's hard.
Also, but does he talk?
They talk sometimes. But the thing about it is, I'm also still like, because I mean, it's dating, right? There's no commitment made, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like even here, when people are, nobody, you know, when people, you talk to people and they're like, someone's always doing something stupid. I'm coming from a divorce, so I always, red flags are, sometimes they just pop up and, oh, that reminds me of a time. Oh, no, I want to remove that. So you never give yourself the chance that when you're single, you're open to all kinds of nonsense. Everybody wants to come and try and date you. Everybody's your dear.
What's the thing? The standards begin to drop small.
You have such a heavy desire for companionship.
Yes.
You're willing to take nonsense. And I've gone there. I've been there.
Also, how does being a divorcee affect your dating now? Because I feel like some people already come with reservations.
I come with reservations. I come with walls. I come, and I tell people straight off the bat, I'm like, I ask certain questions. How do you feel about my size? How do you feel about my age? Well.
Do Nigerian men actually have a problem with women's size? Because Nigerian men claim that they like big and nice.
Did you get out? They like big and whatever, but your Nkechi is a size 2. The one that you can marry me, but you are dating Nkechi who is a size 12, driving your car.
Hello! From Barbados!
With her purchased body.
Do you know that I realize that Nigerian men pretend to hate girls that have done their bodies, but why is there so much demand on bodies? Because every bad bitch now.
Because that's what you see.
Has a body.
Because that's what they are seeing. It's eyes, visual first.
Funding this.
It's a visual self. You are seeing events. You don't fall in love with somebody's mind.
But
you see them first and be like, I might get to know you, but I like what you look like. I like how you look. You know what I'm saying? Then you get to know their mind. But it's not like, I'm for the inner. I just like to
smile. That's what they always say.
I've
been in spaces where some guys will say, oh my God, all the girls are just looking the same. They don't want a BBL girl, skinny girl. But you know, those girls.
But you leave your wife at home for a BBL girl.
Those girls?
You leave your wife at home. So I like you the way you are.
Marry them for personality.
They say, no, don't change. No, stay as you are. You don't have to go out with me. You don't have to go out with me. You don't have to be seen with my friends. Just stay at home.
Wow.
Then you now go to a party with your friends.
You not see them.
He now brew one girl. I like, did not catch your side. Oh, my friend not see them. I said, he was there with one girl. Wasn't his wife. you know, he was there with an escort. You know, to escort the one that
escorted. So you're not easy enough to escort them.
Oh, no, thank you. See, I used to stay home, you know.
No, but to be honest, I think that there are also Nigerian men who, especially don't like Nigerian men, who like full and big women.
They are. They those are the ones that. First of all, it's a lot of sexing on their mind. I'm like, bro, I just look. This is not what this is about.
I'm like, bro,
this is not what this is about. Like, I'm just trying to get to know you, my nigga. Like, yo, can we talk first?
But they said it's what's your name first? Sex here and there.
A lot of times when they first approach, it's not about the. Yet they want to now be touching, you know. I don't like this, they're touching body. They be trying to talk, oh, I love the way you, I love it. You know, I just want to put my fingers under your robes and rest because it's warm and it's nice there. You know, it's like, which stomach? The second one or the third one? I have three stomachs, pick your choice.
But why do you always play with this thing like this, as if it's, you just play with it like it's nothing?
Like, it's because it's.
But I think, do they like this honesty when they come to you?
Because I tell them, I don't want anybody to be surprised.
Yes.
Listen, I'm a size, gonna, because I wear on clothes.
Yeah.
This is how I look. I need to know if you like them big. If you don't, then I need to know if you mind that I'm divorced. I need to know if you mind that this is what I do. I need to know all these things.
Do you really mind
though? So I'm not a social media person. Okay. And then I say, I am.
Okay.
I am, but I'm aware of not putting my friends or people that I'm with out there in the public for people to know.
Yeah.
Which is why I limit what I show the public about my
same
life.
Same here. Yeah.
You don't have to know who I'm dating. Like, I'm not going to do any of these things where even they'll just show one finger. Mm. If I get married somebody, they'll just say two fingers like this, meaning we're at that point. No, they will not see it. They will not see it. They will not see it. They will not show, oh, because I bump again and I show the baby's toenail. I have bump again. You will not see it. No.
Like, I feel like when I start dating or when anything, like maybe marriage or I probably will not even announce.
If I adopt tomorrow now, they say, you will not see.
Dating or having a child want to make you post. Because sometimes you that's what we say on TV.
I really want to tell the whole world like that.
This is.
No, that's okay. No, I don't need to because I've shared everything else with the whole world. The world will know if they see me outside and they say, and you're close enough or you're even as a guest and you come to my life and I'm like, oh, hi, this is my daughter or this is my husband. And
yeah.
Like, oh, you're married now. Then if from there, just they found out, then if they ask me, I will see the answer. So did you see me with Pekin?
I love it.
Did you see me with husband?
I love it. That's what we need to do for our life.
Is this
right
your
now?
Business, actually? Yeah. That's the focus. Is this your business? It's not. Yeah, move on.
Next. I love it. But all these small boys with the push.
No, they're so small.
I just feel like younger men are not so bad. Is there an age?
Yeah, I know. If you know the ages that they're toasting me, it's amazing.
You know the fear these days, oh.
I can't see you on my husband for 13 years. Can you hear me?
How much? How many years?
You and your shorty can't tell me to go. Just come and be going. Just out.
Out!
Also, you know, it's not bad now.
13.
13. The difference between me and them.
13
years.
You never watch how Stella got her groove back. You know,
what's her name? Stella.
Eh? Angela
Bassett. Is Stella from Igboland? Is Stella's parents from Omaha here? No,
I disagree with you.
No.
On this occasion, Tigel, if somebody who's 13 years older than you comes to you and I know about that, but the person, I will set up a date. Namigo even pay for the lunch. What's wrong? See, which other couple did it? Their love is even thriving more than people that married there with the same age. What's their name? Gabriel Union and that guy. Is she not like?
Listen, this is that's American and it's only.
Okay, it's free here. Before you go reach the boy, my man, you want to bring my ex rest to me?
Then, can you born? Can you born? Can she give birth? That's only. What's the difference? What's the difference between Jesse Moimoy and the guy? What's the difference?
Who be Jesse Moimoy?
The boy for... The boy was Aquaman, yeah. I saw like him. Yes, Lisa Bonet, he married her, but what's the age difference? You're about to Google that real quick?
The president of one country, I don't know who she's dating now. France.
Not just young guy, right? was his teacher.
Yes, now. And love, now love.
That's a French way. It's not a Nigerian way.
Okay, you taught French in America. Yes. Somewhere. What if one of your students come back and say, you know what? Auntie, what did you do? Teacher Chioma, I love you so much. I realized
that. I was like, are you crazy? What did you smoke?
No.
Are you mad, bruv?
No.
The English, are you mad, bruv? You're right.
These are the things that, what if your real lover, the love of your life, is probably.
It has to be something amazingly, wonderfully, whatever that will bowl me over. And if your family doesn't mind that I'm that old, yes.
What if
but these days, especially in Nigeria, they say, love you, can she born? Can she give birth? She's 45, she's so old for born that maybe you have Down syndrome. That's what the country. That's what
the country. Stop.
That's
what the country.
So that you come and have a child with deficiency, deficit.
Because of the age.
Because right at this point, I believe, you know, I probably have scrambled eggs, but it's okay. I'm probably walking around here with powdered milk. So I'm here with omelets inside my body. So I don't know.
The heat!
So I'm like, so I don't know if it's.
You don't even know what's left there. So you have to be careful.
At this point, I want somebody who has children because I don't want the pressure. So if I would love to adopt. I would love to adopt.
But you could, like, I don't understand why there's so much pressure. Like, it's so painful. But it is.
I want to have children because I feel like I got to spread this love to just, and there has to be little chiamas running around here somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, like, imagine having your own child. Like, yeah. That would be.
But imagine my husband is 13 years my junior.
That's some this.
Then my child will now come and be our dear father. How? Come on now.
No. So there's some this where you just said
something. How can I woman too? Honorable man, I'm like, until morning, dear.
There's some days where you don't want to talk to you.
Auntie, let's go out today. Auntie, I'm calling you. I'm not picking up. I'm coming, my dear.
There's some days where your husband will talk to you and I'm saying, wait, look here.
My friend,
I'm not your mate. If not be married,
exactly.
I'm not your mate.
Will you be talking to me?
Will you be talking to me?
I can babysit you.
By the time that you were in secondary school and already finished university,
the mom
is older than the.
That's different.
That's different.
If the man is older than the woman, it's different.
It's different in Nigeria.
And there's a level of when you can be peers. As if I, in Nigeria, just imagine, you are talking about anxiety and social media. Imagine me now. They say Chigol is marrying somebody who is 30 years. I was thinking about, like, you know, like Stan and his wife, Stan and Zia, because I read that story, which is beautiful.
Well,
because
I love them both. I thought it was just a book.
42, I don't
know. She's sweet. So
but I love them both. I love the reunion. I'm saying, that I don't know if I can take the scrutiny of who is this guy.
Yeah.
Then now that puts the pressure on this person who might not be about that life. They want to know. They will not be pushing my guy up and down. They will
That's what happens.
He was buying plantain chips. Then maybe they will not see. Maybe you will not see one day buying the plantain chips. One girl was not standing beside him buying her own plantain chips. They will not say seen with another woman. Then they will not say why would they be seen when she's old, when his wife is old? Why would they be seeing them? Then I'm not finding someone I want to kill.
Your case, not she girl.
It can be.
Okay, what if you marry an Englishman who's just not about this life? Or you know how Nigerian women pray for their mother-in-laws to be dead by the time they arrive in marriage?
I'll be a mother-in-law somebody. I don't want to be. I'll be a mother-in-law.
No, but it's the thing. I heard that lots of girls.
No, I know people who like they ask first, like sisters, mother.
Wow.
I want to know how many and is your mother still alive? I know people like that.
That's the love of your life, and you not miss the love of your life because you don't want family issues.
That love of my life can be. I come again. God send another. Because I don't want stress.
Yeah.
It has to be stress free. It has to be a situation where his family, if I have the blessing of his family, then I can consider it. I will be like, okay. Because that's my worry. I want to have a good relationship with my in-laws. I had a good relationship. I have a good relationship with my in-laws now. They're my best. Yes. Because the families knew each other. So it wasn't even about us. The families have known each other since the after war.
Do you think that's what influenced the marriage?
I think for me, it just made me like, it should work. I was like, this should be
this
okay.
Is your guy. Because,
we were friends before I went to the US. Same circles and things like that. So it broke down irretrievably for whatever reason. But I feel like God salvaged the relationship that I wanted. And I told him I want to have a good relationship with my in-laws. And I did. And I do. I see them. I don't feel any kind of way. Like, even his mom. I don't see her often, but when I go see her, I'll go and greet her. I'm like, mommy, how are you?
So what causes like rift between like in-laws and the wife and all the husband? Because lots of women actually don't mess with their in-laws. It's actually war every time they meet.
I think that has a lot to do with just how people are, because there are people who, and you know, there's some families, women, especially mothers, who have put it in their, you know, when you're a hovering helicopter mom.
Yes.
Over your children.
Their sons.
And you have mama's boys. Who cannot function without their mother's permission. Or, and if mommy is the one that is footing the bill, and if mommy is the one that's providing all you need, of course you're going to have to answer to her. So if mommy says, get rid of this girl, or I don't like her, or the mom is making her life difficult, and you don't have anything to say, and you know those ones where they don't have any answer. They're just telling their wife, no, you know now, it's just her, just calm down.
Mommy now.
Yeah, because how your family treats your wife is determined by how you do it, and how you set the tone.
Yeah.
So this is my wife.
And some boys don't want to offend
their
mommies.
They don't want to offend their mommies. Because at the end of the day, wife can't leave. Mommy's always going to be mommy.
Wow.
But they say a man should leave his mother and father and cleave onto his wife.
So far,
some people forget the cleaving part.
Yeah, they don't know.
They cleave onto their mother.
So now, like, you have also, like, tried dating at some point from...
Yeah. We're still on it. So yeah, but you don't... Exercise.
Like, have you met some pretty good potential in-laws that you thought that, you know...
Yeah, it would be nice because there are people I know. I think, like, it would be cute to be, like, married into this family. It would be really nice because I like them. You know, like, when you people are your people, like, older people who are your people, right? And you're like... And sometimes they will say, ah, you should have married one of my sons. Yeah. And you're like, oh, but I didn't. And this one's already married with children. So it's like those kind of things you feel like you miss out on. Oh, I wish I could have a family. And I see families that I love the way they just interact with themselves. And I'm like, I want to have this in my life. This is the kind of thing I want to be in. And I would love to be in this kind of relationship. But I had an amazing relationship with my mother-in-law. Like, amazing. I love going to visit her. We would go visit her on Sundays and just, as soon as I get to her house, I'll remove my clothes and wear her boo-boo and chill. Aww. And that's just how it was. You know, it was an amazing thing. And here we are, you know.
Looking for a new set of in-laws.
I'm looking for a new set of in-laws, exactly.
I think you're going to get, like, good ones. I pray that you get good ones. And it's so beautiful. Like, when you finally find love, you'll be like, it was worth the wait. Because I know one of my aunties who got married recently. I mean, she has become a big auntie to me. You know, Auntie Gladys now, who got married at 50, and she wasn't expecting love, and that man came and swept her off her feet.
And I want to be swept.
And he has...
Like that. I want to be so good.
They're so in love, you can tell.
Because I think this is the level of maturity. I think when you get to our age, you know, like, I call, like, 40, your 40s is like, fuck it, I can't. I'm unable to, which means I can't. So, like, no, like, I you just know what you don't want.
Okay, so dating in 40s is different from us in our 20s.
20s and 30s, even 30s, you're like, especially beginning 30s, you're still trying to figure out who you are.
Yeah.
And what you want out of life.
Yes.
Very rarely do you come across a 20-year-old or 30-year-old, early 30-year-old, who knows what they want. You're trying to figure it out. So you're trying, like, do I like this kind of man or woman? I'm not sure. 40?
You know your spec already.
Like I was saying, I laugh at the joke that my spec is alive. Just be alive. Up and down. Be alive.
Be able to move your limbs.
Be alive here, have sense, and be alive there. That is all. I'm not asking for too much. You don't even have to be too handsome. Because OMG, you get me? I'm not looking at you. It doesn't really do much for me. Just be okay. Be a guy I can depend on. We greet ourselves in the morning. Kids. You go to work, come back. Bring small money. Can we travel once a year? Yeah. Can I go abroad? Yeah. I need a vacation, babe. Can you handle it? Sure.
Love it.
Not when you marry somebody, I'll be thinking, I want to go to market, but I'm not sure. If the money there, will it be in the account? If I use now, ask him. I don't know. No, nobody wants that. So just give me somebody who you look okay. You never have to know. I don't want muscles, all this 6-pack, 7-pack. I don't want. Give me your pocket now. No, I don't care. You have stomach like my own. Even though that if I'm big and you are big, we really can't do much.
There's not so much too.
It will be a very noisy gong. So inside.
A lot of mountains to climb.
Slapping fans up and down. We just
can't. You're too graphic for me. Chigo. Why are you too honest about your life?
I was just saying. Can you imagine?
You know, whenever I meet Chigo, I'm just like, I know that I'm crazy, but.
No, but can you imagine? Imagine roly-poly, Michelin,
just
imagine, pata-pata-pata-pata, I mean, like, just make a clap. Like, it's just bad. Like, can we not do that? So can you be flatter? Because it's hard for me to work out.
So, like, you don't marry somebody who's a bit chubby.
No, I will. I love holding, because I'm a hugger, and I love finding someone. I just envelop me your love. But the next time, like I said on one post I did, I'm not joking. Look, there's a guy, he knows himself. He said he didn't want to insult me because that's why I didn't want to reach out in the night. I said to you again, my guy, next time, insult me with love. Just in short, make me feel bad.
What did he say?
Like, you know, I didn't want to disrespect you. Because we were together, right?
Okay.
So he spent the night at my house and He didn't nothing.
I was waiting for you to make a move.
Nothing. I said, you didn't even do anything. He was like, well, I just, you know, I didn't want to, you know, disrespect you.
Disrespect me? Disrespect me as much as you want!
I say insult my life next abuse time.
Me. No, no, abuse. But
just do me any harm for you, my guy. Just cheating waka. Just
these days.
Tell me waka with love. Love me into me. Short, into stupor. Just insult me, Banza. Just give me
nobody, if you have made a move, would you have... that nice. Hey!
A hand leads to a leg. Hello? A hand leads to a leg. That's it. You just...
So, but why didn't you make a move?
Because... I was like, he should. You don't want to be like, as yes, a woman, you don't want. Why are you making? Why so forward? Oh, you wait for them to approach you. It's called, what they call it? It's called chivalry. Anyway, the man going first. So you should allow chivalry. The man to like,
chivalry.
Let him reach out and be like,
so what's called?
You know, I want like meals and booms romance. I want meals and booms. Like, you know, like in the middle of night, like, are you sleeping?
Hey, what's
and
up?
I'll say, I'm still awake. And he was like, really? And
it then
he'd
be really like, he touch
your
German,
hair or
it?
Something. Or put his hand on your back. And you'd be like, and then you just turn. And like, turn around or something. Like, you're
no, but you go hesitate small now. Like, say, you didn't plan for this.
I'm 45. I don't have much. Look, I don't see action much. Listen, you say, as soon as, if you're done like this, she. And I said, Guinness! Guinness! I said, remove my maker! Let's go!
Hello! You don't shower before you enter that bed.
What you gonna do after me?
Wait, I'm sure that you probably shower, you're ready, you brush your teeth.
You understand? So oil, smelling sweet.
You don't set the way for us.
Sweet smelling oil.
You touched me by mistake.
Oh, God. Your body will tell you.
The way you just felt the garment, the way you touched the garment.
Don't forget the hem. The thread from the hem. Let me just.
But you could have said something now. But did you guys reschedule a meeting? It was already.
You had to go back home.
No, but can you miss out on something like, oh, wow.
My dear, I just watched TV. I said, let me go on Netflix and chill.
But how do you meet guys these days, though? Like online, DMs?
They slide my DMs. I've made a lot of friends for my DMs. Because I always answer my DMs. I always check my DMs.
But you have a very sweet personality. We did try.
I mean, I've met some animals and I've met some. I've met some fucked up people, but hey. I've met some crazies, but I've also met some really cool people, and I was really happy. And I have friendships that have lasted this long.
So, like, do you go on dates? Do you meet them in public? Do you
look?
Do you like
people meeting? I tried Tinder.
You did Tinder.
I tried Tinder, Timmy San.
It was
Tinder, no. I Tinder no so more.
The local believes that you be the person.
Tinder cares them now.
Why are you using our picture?
Because I don't like to lie. I want to show you who I am. So I put my picture. Oh, God.
You can't play your matching.
This one that I made up on the Tinder. In my care. Hey, God. Let's just not. Because just the shoe alone. Man, we went on a date.
No, but...
The shoe. Sure, you know. Told me, Chi, why?
This is what my life has become.
You understand me? Tinder, Tibuko, where you there? Tinder. I said, no. I just went and closed my account.
Because if you stay there longer, you realize that your standard does it drop.
I met people. Like, yeah, you meet people that say, I'm a lawyer. You know what I'm saying?
And they feed themselves.
Where were you since? Oh, I was in the SEC.
Stop, I beg.
The SEC cell. Doing what, sir? Say, on this Tinder? No, now. They want to try and sex me. No, bruh, no.
No, but like, these days, you do like maybe a few flings here and there, one off. They come around. There's some people that you just know that, you know what?
I like having some people around, right? And there's this. I'm not going to talk about
that.
No, you know, I told you there was someone that there's somebody that I really, really like. I said, and he's not here.
Yeah.
But I also have like some, I have really close friends, you know, people like my best friends, who I talk to a lot, we share a lot of, you know, things about my life and things like, people I can go to and talk to when I'm feeling some type of way.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes you wish that something could go further, because these long distance relationships, that's the thing about them. They are long distance and you're never sure what's going on the other side. You and somebody can say you like each other, but they're in their abroad. You don't know what's going on with them. So, like, let me be in this Nigeria. Let me face until this person as abroad can tell me that, yes, this is you I want and this is what we're going to do. And I want to build a life with you. But so there are people that I enjoy. And I enjoy the simple things like just sitting down and chilling. I literally enjoy cuddling on the couch and watching TV. I enjoy those things.
Yeah, those things are...
It's not about sex and it's not about all those things. Like, I literally enjoy the very...
How many sex can things. You really have?
How many can you have, really?
So this person that you're liking now,
you come
so,
and you go.
Well, so what's the plan for this person you like? Are you going to move I'm on praying, it or...
He knows himself. I'm praying that... If he gets
I need to send him this clip because he needs to know that if that's gets, how you
if he
feel.
Gets to come, if he gets to come back, probably that I hope we can make a proper go of
it. Well, is this the same person that was respecting you and avoiding your...
That one was a long time ago. And we still see him, but and he's
is this not the respecting aware of how you?
I feel. No, because I mean, this is someone I think he just wasn't thinking along those lines. And I think...
That's that, fine.
Like for us, we are better as friends because he's far away and has a family and I don't necessarily know if we can go anywhere further than that. This was a long time ago. But my eyes are set on somebody else and my heart is set on somebody else.
Aww. Chika, you're one of those people who no one accepts it. So this is how you feel about this person. You don't tell him that's so
I never tell him. I don't tell him small because we talk.
Yeah, every time. What do you guys talk about when you guys...
We talk about different things, like just because he's far away. So it's like, it's once again, this is long distance. So you're trying to make as much of the conversation, as much of the experience as you can because he's far away.
And but will you do a long distance relationship now?
You never met?
Mm-hmm. You met online?
Yeah. Slay them at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Which are the countries, true. Though?
The US.
Right. But
he's American. No, he's Nigerian. The other Americans who are doing the same thing.
Ticket away now.
The other Americans doing the same thing. There's one there that's 31.
But you say America's not the gay problem with all this age thing now.
I know. I mentioned age, vex. So my mother said, my friend, calm down. You know what country I'm saying? I said, because I talk of the age difference. I said, my brother, do you know where culture I'm in?
Do you know where I'm from? Do you know the culture I'm from?
Exactly. He was not like, why you talk about like, why is it a problem? Why is it a problem? Like, you know, like, you know, we even older people got issues too. I know that.
I love it.
But my reputation here is at stake.
But I pray this one works. Like, I pray that he comes over and does the right thing.
And you can even move back to Yankee.
Yeah, you want to move back to where?
I could. Move back
this is where the hustle is.
My dad, this Hollywood.
He will move here and join you. Doesn't know that you're a public figure.
Go to Hollywood.
Okay, that one's FD.
You understand, that one's FD.
In fact, maybe that's what God is planning. Chiga, what do you think?
Let's go before him.
Well, thank you so much for coming, my show. Oh my God, like all the things that I wanted to speak about. I think we literally touched everything. We went from our lives on social media to our goals, to our careers, and now to men.
Yes.
What should we enter the game before we finish this show?
Lord is good all the time.
My producer is just like, God is good, like, what do you want to do with the remaining time? Let's go.
There is no time.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. Oh, breath of fresh air. Thank you. The perfect guest for my fifth episode. And I hope that we keep spreading positivity.
Yes,
our lives will always be examples to our friends and people who inspire, right? And Chigo, you need to go on more dates.
I know. I'm out there. So I'm right now. I dates occupy my time, yes. And just go sit down with somebody and talk and chill. Whatever, and then go home and go our separate ways.
Yeah, but I don't think that you should be. I think you should turn on your Tinder back. Maybe when you travel, use Tinder when you travel.
No,
because you have to kiss many frogs before you find your prince. Never
I don't
that.
Want international frog. The frogs are sent to Nigeria. Okay, I don't want international frogs.
No, I don't want international frogs.
I don't want.
No, but those international frogs, they feel they jump past you.
They lie, but they now be coming because you see white. You now be feeling they are okay, but their madness will not be different. No. I need to, because here already, many are mad, free are roaming. So I want to be able to know that your madness, I can pinpoint, you know, Yaba left is not too far. Because these are broad ones. Now they're not tomorrow. Now they say somebody used axe. She was found with her limbs in pieces.
God forbid.
Somebody vexed and said she didn't want me.
Chica, you've watched too much crime stories, I beg, please.
I'm on crime investigation is my channel every single
day. No, but it's not going to happen to you now.
Do I know?
I'd
rather be with Wasu and Kayode and Chinedu because I'm a man at least Chinedu. Yes. Instead, I enter Juju and just do you back.
Okay, that I think that would work.
Just wire, sharp.
Oh my God, you're such a joy. Thank you so much for coming on my show.
My pleasure.
Guys, it's been great with Chigel. Guys, watch this episode. Also,
I love you.
Officially, I have to say, please subscribe to my YouTube, listen to my podcast. I beg, and they push this also. You understand? It took me a lot to bring my queen on here. Like, I know that I spoke to you like last minute because there are too many things happening, but this is why I do what I do. It's spontaneous.
Yes.
I just want to have fun with this content. Please guys, subscribe, like, share,
Tell your friends about
TBT Pod, because this is where it's happening. Thank you so much.
But your fans are the bomb, though. Your fans are bomb. I think your fans are great, though. Show you love and support, and I think that's a good thing. So, yeah. We're excited. Thanks, guys, for showing Tay love. We love ourselves some Tay.
Thank you so much.
And we drink tea with Tay every day.
Let's take our last sip.
Tea with Tay every day.
And it's goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.